Let me be kitsur, repeat over what we spoke, and give it to you as a complete thought. We have clearly in the pasuk Vayivka Bamakim that Yaakov Avinu was nif pkiya, pkiya Bamakim. We all know that he davened. Makim shispalu avoisai v'loyith palolti. Rashi says the word pegiya is lashing tefila, that he made myrif. Why is myrif pegiya? What is that to Yaakov? Why here now? Pegiya. Many things tefila is. One of them is pegiya. So what is this aspect of tefila that's pegiya? Avraham Avinu made shachris. He created shachris. V'hu oimed. It says a lashing of oimed. We know that he was so Avram's tefillah shach is called Amida. We know tefillah Shmoneh Esrei Sfaradim call it Amida. So it's not only because you're standing, it's Amida defines what tefillah is. Not just because technically your legs are not in a sitting position, but they're in a standing position. It's deeper than that. Amida goes and defines what is tefillah. Oimei Lifnei Hamelach. There is an avoid of tefillah of oimed, recognizing in front of Hashem. There's a part of tefillah which is Yitzchak, which is Mincha. Vayetze Yitzchak lasuach, lasuach, lasuach basad. Speaking, Yaakov is vayifka b'makom. What is the idea behind Vayivka Bamakim? So Oymed, you could say Shachris, is to stand in front of Hashem. The recognition of I am in front of Hashem. Lasuach is, Yitzchak anyway stood in front of Hashem because he wasn't in the outside world. Avram was. Yitzchak was at home with Hashem. So what was his Avodah? Lasuach. Yaakov, he's the Av of Golus. Myriv, night. Night represents Golus, says the Maral and others. So what is the Avoida? Pegiya. The word Pegiya is the same word as Nigiya. Nigiya means to physically touch, and Pegiya means to touch him emotionally. When you hurt something, it's called a Pegiya. Pegiya. Altifki B, to the expression of let go of me. You bother someone, you're holding him. Pegiya means to hold, to touch in a hurtful way. Sometimes it's even good. As we find pega ram, pega taif. When you bump into somebody, it's called a pega. Something that you have dealings with and you come in contact with, it's called a pega. Sometimes it's taif and sometimes it's rough. Right? Hasmi man, pega ra, Hashem, take away a pega ra. Well, there's such a thing as a pega toiv, yeah. Because the word pega means somebody I come in contact with. Pegiya is I come in contact. Because the Rabbeinu Shloilam is in Eretz Yisrael. The Rabbeinu Shloilam is in Har Maria. Avram, Yitzchak, they went to Har Maria. Yaakov is Vayivka Bamakim. Har Maria has to come to him. In Galus, as the Belz the Rebbe used to say, in Galus, you bring to you. You bring the Shekhinah to you. And that is the avoided Galus, to be able to connect to the Rebbeinu Shekhinah through Galus. And that's Shabbat Yetze Yaakov Miber Shava. He's leaving. He's leaving. He has to leave with the Rebbeinu Shekhinah. That's in Yelo Kimi Madi. His tefillah was in Yelo Kimi Madi. Hashem will be with me. What does that mean? Because he's going away. He has to take Hashem with him. We're going to speak a lot more about this. Yaakov's survival in Galus depended on this, that he took Hashem with him wherever he went. Otherwise he wouldn't have survived. He couldn't have survived. It was so difficult. It was so, the storms of Lavan's outside world, so to speak, quote unquote, were so, as a whirlpool, so ferocious. If he didn't have him, Yelo Kimi Madi Shmarani Baderech Hazeh, then he'd get lost. He'd get swallowed up. he gets swallowed up. You know, Hashem shows him Malachim Oilim V'Yardim. Rashi says, what are the Malachim Oilim V'Yardim? Brings the Chazal, the Malachim that were Malavim. Ki Malachim Yitzav L'cha L'shmarcha. We need guidance and protectance from above. If not, we can't withstand. Hashem was showing him that the Malachim are there to help you. The question is, how do we get these Malachim? How do we receive these Malachim? And the teretz is, no, this doesn't apply for you because you don't need Shmira. What is the problem? Hello?
We have to ask for them to help you.
So let me explain this something. There is a idea, a concept. We're going to talk about it more during the week. Taking Hashem with you, the shmira that goes with it, and that almost impossible. For someone to survive the outside world if he doesn't have protection. Now, I once read Svarim that Hashem protects the little children. What does that mean? Had he not protected them, it doesn't make sense how they don't choke and die on every little thing. There's a certain, and in Yiddish they have the expression like this: the Eibish to hit plain a kinder. Today, we find ourselves weary. Possibly, it's brought down in halacha that when you go to the Beis Hakisa, you're supposed to say, "Iskabdu mechubadai, iskabdu mechubadai." What does that mean? Those honorables that always are with me and that they, what do you call it, that they malava me, they escort me wherever I go, I have to go now to the bathroom, so you're going to have to stay on the outside. Wait for me. I'm taking a leave of absence, so to speak. I have to go to the Beis HaKisei. Now this is brought in halacha. Today we don't do it. Why? Because we're not fit to have these malachim escorting us. We don't have them. Ki malachav yitzav lecha lishmarcha b'chal rechecha. We lack this special protection. We don't have it. Yeah. Interestingly, on Shabbos we say Shalom Aleichem. Question? I thought you just told me that we're not fit to have these angels. We have to come and say that every Jew on Shabbos is capable of having this special gift of being escorted by a malach. Shabbos is close to Hashem. It's clear. Lachs would go back to Hashem. A person goes back to the Rabbeinu Shalom, to creation, to creation. Man and his creator. You know who said man and his creator? Made up songs from Toronto, very classic songs. Man and his creator. Da 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 da. A.B. Rotten. And he was right, because that's really what Chazal tell us. There's no outside world, just man and Hashem. Yeah? That's why on Shabbos, what do we say? Shabbat, Shah. No, Shalom is Hashem's name. Because Hashem and Shabbos, it's really one thing. So on Shabbos, that the person is close to Hashem, he is fit to have angels. Did you know that? You have angels escorting you? Really? So there's a difference between you and most people. Because most people, the Shulchan Aruch says, does not have these angels escorting you. Today we're not fit. When you go to the Beis HaKisei, we don't excuse, huh?
We say he's coming.
You still say it? You really said it? Yeah. I spoke to the angels that ran away from you a long time ago. Yeah, I speak to them. No, I speak to them. Excuse me, Ali, could you put that away? Yeah. So the point is, this idea of the angels on Shabbos, you have it. The closer a person is to Hashem, the more he's going to see angels to protect him. Now let me explain to you angels. I know that all of you here are no angels in all sense of the word. Just maybe, I don't know, there's different bad angels, maybe impossible. Okay, but this, the angels are okay. Does Hashem run the world with his doing, or does he run it through angels?
Both.
So let's learn about this. Yeah. You find that Hashem sending down angels. Yeah. This is a Rashi in Pasuk Yud Beis. You like Rashi? You have, or you have something against him? You love him. Okay, so let's learn. Oilam v'yardim. Maybe you have something against Rashi. Because I teach you Rashi every day. You don't come, so maybe it has to do Rashi. I don't think it has to do me. Oilam v'yardim, yeah.
Olim t'chila v'achar kach yardim. Malachim
shiliveyu, you see?
Malachim Eretz en yutzim.
They don't go to chutzlar, it's these angels. So the special malachi chutz laretz. You hear? The special angels don't want to go to chutz laretz.
What does that mean?
They don't want to be, I don't know.
Hashem has to tell them to go.
No, he has different angels. The special angels created for Israel.
Wow.
And they're not going to go to chutz laretz. You hear what's going on here? And then you have special angels that are from chutz laretz, but they refuse to go to Israel. Go to Zion. Just kidding. You hear? It's weird stuff. No, it's not weird. Angels that are only for Israel. And angels that are all... What is this all about? So let's talk about angels. I know you love having discussions about angels, right? Do you talk to your angels? You see them? You talk to them? Because if you do, I have a special doctor for you. A special doctor that can heal your issues. It's going to take many years. In your case, maybe a little bit more than many years.
Depends on when I come. How often I come.
That's right. It depends. So, Ellie, let's talk about angels. You know what the Ramban says? Ramban says that even humans can be angels. Huh?
Rebbe said this for Purim, during Purim.
Yeah.
That the angel pushed Haman.
Correct. So, I want to tell you even more. There's a Ramban that says, on a pasuk, that Moshe Rabbeinu sends a message to Amon Amoyim, and he tells him, listen, let us pass by your land. Why? Because Hashem is with the Jewish people. He's with the Jews. He likes the Jews. You see how he took care of them? He sent an angel to take them out of Egypt. Hello? He sent an angel to take them out of Egypt. And here they are now in the Midbar, and it's Hashem's loved nation. You better let them cross through your land. Hashem sent an angel. There's a problem here. Who actually took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim? So before the Moshe Rabbeinu, there's a Mefurash piece in the Haggadah, unless you can get to that part. Because by the time you finish
Hashem,
the story,
Hashem took us out.
It's clearly Hashem took us out.
Malach.
So how could Moshe Rabbeinu say Hashem sent an angel to take him out? What are you talking about? You know what it should have said? It's a machlokes, you Moshe Rabbeinu and the Torah.
That makes
sense, right? Moshe Rabbeinu says Hashem sent an angel. Yeah. To take out the Jewish people. And here we are, and we're standing on your boundaries. Let us go pass through your land. And you have to be fearful of Hashem, who will be angry if you don't let. He sent an angel? That's not true. He sent what?
Himself.
Himself. You like the question? I like it. Good question. So the Ramban and other Rishonim want to say he's actually talking about himself.
That's how humble he is.
And he didn't want to say him, so he sent an angel. Because an angel has a message. An angel has a job.
You said a human could be an angel.
Ah. Now we're going further in the Rambam, you see? So for example, Ellie. What's your full name?
Ellie.
Not Elio?
Eliezer.
Eliezer.
Okay. Who also became a Malach?
Elio. Yeah, he turned into a Malach. So Ellie's also a Malach. He's definitely not a mensch. I'm kidding. Anyways, you hear? So the point being, you hear? Says the Ramban, you gotta know how Hashem runs the world. There are certain things that Hashem literally took his hand in. And there's things that Hashem does through creation. And that natural is like the malach, because that's the malach. The malach is the tree that gives you the fruit. That's what Ramban says.
Malach is really just a messenger.
You know what his biggest proof is? You know, everybody knows the song. How do you go to sleep at night? The rocket, right? The lullaby, right? You still have your mommy come to lullaby you, okay? He gives you a bottle with the whiskey, right? Puts the thing on the whiskey, the nipple on the whiskey bottle, and you're right. And they sing. Amalach ha-goeh, osi mi-koro, hu yivareh. That's how they do it here in Queens. Yivareh, esah, right? Hamalach ha-goyel, Yaakovin is blessing that the Malach should, well, he blessed Hashem. Since when do you talk to Malach? Are you allowed to talk to Malach? It's an unbelievable chiddush. You know, a lot of times we find in Achronim that anything that has to do with Malachim and asking Malachim for favors and stuff, stay away from it. You know, there's a part of Slichot Ashkenaz has, it's called Masi Umachsi. You know what that is? We ask the angels to bring in our tefillos to the... And they made a big song out of that. Machni Rachamim. You know the song? Machni Rachameinu. Beautiful song. They sang it at the CMS Shas from years ago. You know? It was composed. Machni Rachamim. You know what the problem with that song is? The Gra held was kfira. You're not allowed to say that. According to the Gra, you weren't allowed to say that whole thing, and you had to cut it out of the sleeves. Why? You're asking Malachim? Ask Hashem. Who prays to Malachim? You have to pray directly to Hashem. So the answer, it doesn't mean more than the Machnisei Rachamim, that the Malachim bring the tefillahs to Hashem. They escort the tefillahs to Hashem, which is also kind of Grohel. You don't do that either. It's a very complicated topic. It's a very big, okay. It's a big complicated topic. Well, I'll talk to you more about it in a minute or two. Point being, you ever see where a guy brings in the requests, the box of requests? So the request goes to the judge, but there's a guy who brings it. Mabit says that in Chutz Laretz, you need Machnisei Rachamim. In Eretz Yisrael, you don't need it.
Because Hashem direct.
Mabit says that in Israel, you don't need any special envoy, intermediator. Yeah?
You don't need a
question. It's not for you? It doesn't interest you so much?
It does. It's just not for me today.
Why? It's not talking to you.
No, it is. I hear it.
Guess what are you? Let's see. What did you take out of this conversation?
That when you have Hashem with you throughout the day, you're gonna have a shmira,
and it's direct. Meaning, it's the further you are away, the more you need mediators in the middle.
And Shabbos is you're like a malach, kaviyach.
Not like a, you're closer to Hashem that you have these malavim, those that. What am I really trying to say? There's a part of Judaism which is abstract. There's a part of Judaism that if it's not internalized and interpreted properly, is really all mythical. How do you get from the abstract mythical to reality? That's the real question. Maybe. That's really what I'm heading at. I'm heading. It's connecting. You know, otherwise it's worlds apart. Meaning, the reality in the street and in the head, and the reality that's being taught in the Chumash, they're not the same reality.
What? See, now the relationship isn't the physical touch, it's more of the
That's speech. What I really wanted. We need something physical
in order to connect.
To connect. The word pigia,
but it's not a physical. It's
is to be able to connect physically through tefillah. Did you hear what I just said?
Yeah.
It's a deep fart. You hear what I'm doing with this?
I'm going to listen to you.
You'll try to reconnect later with this, huh? You know what we're doing?
He had to leave the tent to go there, mamish.
To work on reconnecting on something which is going to be foreign in the place he was.
To him, it might look all physical, but he has to bring all the Hashem with him that and make it a reality for him.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's why we're called B'nai.
I don't know, that's already, you're adding too much salt and pepper to the human speech.
It's the essence of a Jew. That
you're adding salt and pepper. Listen to me. I give you exact measurements of how the cake tastes good. Anything that you add to the cake, you're adding salt and pepper and sugar, and I don't know what not. Okay? It's a very simple equation. There is something in the tefillah which makes an abstract into a physical. Omeid lifnei HaMelech. Certain people you see, to them it's a reality. And certain people, you see them, that this whole is mythical.
The
question is, what is it that's able to take this world of bringing it into reality? I know. Because I think it's very true.
And it's the most important thing. Yet.
And the truth is, I think it's a struggle for every person.
For sure.
Every day of his life. I think so. I really believe that. Because moments, you agree with me? You agree with me? There are moments where...
Is this recording?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu had to take what he saw by the Avos, Avram, and put it into daily life. That's why he was called Bechir Sheba Avot. He was the footstool, the balance of the whole. No, you're saying that. And you're saying too much and adding way too much into what I'm saying, and you're ruining what I'm saying. What I am saying is that there had to be a worldly, physical expression to what the others were giving, and Yaakov was able to do that. That's Torah. Torah gives a physical, a way of life, practical, something very deep and very spiritual.
Also, okay,
let's calm down. The shir is a one. The way the shir works is I talk and you listen. We gotta figure. That's the first lesson about what we call that pigia. Okay, I talk, you listen. What's the point? I want you to hear. Yaakov gave the Torah. Mundane. Life. Everyday. Application. Application. This is the Avodah of Yaakov. Yetzer Yaakov. Yaakov goes out to the outside. And that's why the parsha starts with Yetzer. Yeah, it's a Yaakov. Yeah. Yaakov is outside. Out there. In English we call it out there. The void of Yaakov is to teach us all this. How to live outside. Okay, we'll stop over here and we will continue tomorrow.
Yeah, Rav Nachman. Less than half a second.